Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Tuesday, July 25th, 2023, 9.07 a.m. on this Tuesday morning. Glad you joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David.
How are we doing today?
Doing great. Another beautiful day.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Well, good deal. Well, we've got lots of local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. One that is causing smoke in the northern part of the Red Rock listening area, the Monument Fire in Uinta County up in the Book Cliffs, is 40% contained there in south of Vernal, quite a bit south of Vernal. No change in acreage reported, and crews have found and extinguished hot spots along containment lines with help from helicopter-dropped water. They're also searched unburned areas near fire lines for possible hot spots. So, again, they're getting close to wrapping that fire up. Lightning caused up there in the Book Cliffs. So you might see the smoke if you're up in Moab, northern Grand County. But fire is in Uinta County. Luckily been a pretty quiet fire season thus far, knock on wood.
Yeah, well, generally by this time of the year, we're into the monsoon season, and, you know, we've got lightning-caused fires, but there's a lot of rain, but no sign of the monsoon. That 55-degree thing in Tucson, I don't know.
Now Bill's getting suspicious.
I'm getting suspicious.
Of his own work.
There's only been one day of measurable precipitation in the entire month of July in Monticello so far, which is very unusual. July and August are two of the wettest months of the year.
Very interesting. Well, seems like I imagine it'll be coming soon. We'll get some good rain soon.
Yeah, County Fair, San Juan County Fair is coming up next week, and it's not a fair without a blowout
rain
cloud buster.
Yep.
So.
Oh. Well, very good. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got other news in the Red Rock listening area, including the latest report out of the Montezuma Cortez School Board meeting. Bailey Duran with the Cortez Journal reporting on that. You can read that in full in the latest edition or online at the-journal.com. Part of the meeting, the Montezuma Cortez Board decided to pull out of the San Juan BOCES and talked about changes for the upcoming year. So they are pulling out of San Juan Board of Cooperative Education Services, which provides special education services, resources, and support to area schools, and also supports grant funding. Board made that decision and is moving forward with that, and those services ending July 1st, 2024. Members of the district also had a couple of other items as well, talked about curriculum mapping and pacing guides for the school district, talked about summer school wrap-up, talked about some other items as well. You can read the report in full online at the-journal.com or in the latest edition of the Cortez Journal.
It looked like that BOCES was several districts banded together to provide services. So
special needs, yep. Very interesting. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more local news and happenings coming your way. We'll take a quick break and be right back. Stick with us. You're listening to The Morning Show on Red Rock 92.
Hay Brothers Construction has what it takes to get your job done, big or small. Whether it's installing underground utilities, excavation, grading, or leveling, Hay Brothers will address your project quickly, reliably, and safely. Hay Brothers is licensed and insured. Call them today at 801-513-4407 or email contact at baybros.com. That's contact at Bay, spelled B-E-H, bros.com. Bay Brothers Construction, proudly serving the entire Four Corners area.
Cinch IT, not just your average IT service. We're fast and friendly, helping businesses like yours overcome tech challenges. Our experienced team offers an array of cybersecurity services, including data backup, email traffic monitoring, and malware removal. We're local, providing swift on-site assistance whenever you need it. Say goodbye to long waits and hello to immediate help. Don't wait. Connect with Cinch IT today for a free consultation. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or head to cinchit.com. Propel your business to new heights with Cinch IT.
Learn from the best at USU Blanding this August and earn your construction technology and management certificate. Real-world hands-on projects and expert instruction will prepare you for a successful career in the industry. Gain valuable experience with industry professionals and build a strong foundation for your future. Limited seats available, so act now. Call 435-678-8115. That's 435-678-8115. Or visit us online to start your journey.
River Canyon Wirelesses strive to provide the best internet experience and service in the area for almost 15 years. With River Canyon Wireless, a friendly live representative is just a phone call away. They'll help you in a timely manner and always tell you the truth about the network. River Canyon Wireless Broadband Internet starts at $39.99 a month with no long-term contracts. Free router replacement with username and password recovery. Sign up now at rivercanyonwireless.com or call 435-259-8319.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Tuesday, July 25th, 2023, 9:15 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Taking a look at news in the Red Rock listening area. Times Independent, Doug McMurdo reporting that preliminary hearings have been scheduled in the case of a man who allegedly affixed anti-tourism stickers to signs, stop signs, stop lights, and other public and private infrastructure in Grand County. That preliminary hearing scheduled for August 1st. McMurdo's got additional information on the latest edition of Moab Times, Times Independent, and information available online at moabtimes.com about that case. You may recall all those stickers all over Grand County, and they're able to discover who was putting those up, and that man currently on house arrest at his Moab home, interesting story there. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Other news in the Red Rock area, Navajo Nation President Boo Nigrin highlighted 6 months in office during his State of the Navajo Nation summer address last week. President Nigrin delivered that State of the Nation address on July 17th. Talked about a couple of different items. You can read about it in the latest edition of the Navajo Times, also available online at NavajoTimes.com. Talked about 100 years of governance for the Navajo Nation and their work securing water rights. Of course, the Navajo Nation was involved in two Supreme Court case rulings in this latest session. One in favor of the Navajo Nation of ICWA remaining in place, that's the Indian Child Welfare Act, which gives priority for indigenous children to stay within tribal homes wherever possible. The other was related to securing water rights in Arizona, and the Supreme Court did not rule with the Navajo Nation that they are required to help the nation in securing those rights, but it doesn't prevent the Navajo Nation from continuing those negotiations. Of course, the settlement is in place for Utah and the federal government and the Navajo Nation in the Utah portion, but negotiations ongoing for other states.
I think water rights is going to be, about a year ago, we were talking about voting boundaries every day for quite a while. Water rights is not an insignificant issue. There's a lot of implications to these decisions. So,
yeah, absolutely. President Nigrin also spoke in his State of the Navajo Nation about economic viability of the nation and coming back strong out of COVID. Also talked about different initiatives, including Operation Rainbow Bridge, which was the nation's response to fraudulent rehab facilities off the reservation, mostly there in the Phoenix area. So, again, you can read more about it in the latest edition of the Navajo Times, and yeah, they've got a good story covering it. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Looking at other news in the Red Rock listening area, the State Utah School and Institutional Trust Land Administration recognized the efforts of a couple of local residents for their commitment to environmental preservation. Local hunters and responsible shooting advocates Mike Miller, Ronnie Lambert, and Braden Ward spearheaded a successful volunteer cleanup project near Ken's Lake there in northern San Juan County. The area is often used for target practice and lies within the Spanish Valley block of Sitla in San Juan County. The cleanup project happened in late June and showcased a significant impact individuals can make by taking responsibility for their action. Dedicated to conservation, the trio collected a considerable amount of waste left behind by shooters, including spent ammunition casings, plastic bottles, and target materials. So, Sitla, thankful for the help of those folks in cleaning up that land, and sent out a release to thank them for their work. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we have memorial services and funeral notices throughout the area.
Yeah, there's a funeral that will begin at 11 a.m. this morning in Moab for Marjorie Stocks. She passed away age 91. It's at the Moab Stake Center of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Again, that's at 11 a.m. this morning. Graveside services tomorrow at 10 a.m. For Brandy Renee Riffey. She passed away on July 15th at the age of 40. Those services will be held at the Monticello City Cemetery. That's tomorrow at 10. Memorial services for Cortez resident Thad Cole will be held at 11 a.m. tomorrow at Ertel Memorial Chapel in Cortez. Services for Shad Albert Swink of Moab are from 4 to 6 on Friday at the Old City Park in Moab. Funeral services for Mary LaVon Johnson of Moab begin at 10 a.m. on Saturday, July 29th, in Moab at the LDS Chapel on 400 North, viewing at 9 a.m. A memorial service for Jeannie Sapp of Durango will be held at 10 a.m. on July 29th at Durango Cowboy Church, and graveside services for Howard Nielsen will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, July 29th at the Monticello City Cemetery. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill, and our condolences to those families at this time. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll take another quick break and be back with more local news and happenings. You're listening to The Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7.
The Doobie Sisters Dispensary, located at 695 North Broadway in Cortez, offers the highest quality cannabis products. Locally owned and operated, Doobie Sisters is open Monday to Saturday from 9 to 7 and Sundays from 10 to 6. Don't miss our happy hour every day from 4:20 to 6. We also now carry Doobie Sisters Botanics from our own cultivation facility. Drop in or order online when you visit our menu tab at DoobieSistersCo.com. When you look for quality, look for Doobie Sisters at 695 North Broadway in Cortez.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
San Juan Building Supply has offered a full range of building supplies to San Juan County and beyond for 35 years. Lumber prices are down for the busy construction season, and now is an excellent time to buy. From the start of your project to the finish, San Juan Building Supply has the high-quality products you need, and they deliver. Drop by 1050 South Main Street in Blanding, call 678-2000 or visit sjbs.com. San Juan Building Supply, San Juan County's innovative lumber and building materials supplier.
Weld something that lasts a lifetime. Enroll in the USU Blanding Welding Certificate Program starting this August. Join our welding courses in the USU Technical Education Building and benefit from world-class facilities and instructors. USU welding students consistently rank among the top in national and international competitions. Embark on a rewarding career in welding. Learn from the experts and develop in-demand skills. Enroll now by calling 435-678-8115. That's 435-678-8115, or visit us online to start your journey.
It's warming up out there, and Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, has everything you need to keep cool this summer. Come check out the ample selection of swimming supplies, suits, shoes, pools, floats, goggles, and more. Walker Drug carries Tannerite for your outdoor fun. They have all the fishing and barbecue gear you need. And be sure to grab some first aid supplies for those inevitable scrapes and cuts. Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, for summer fun, right next door to Walker's True Value.
What's going on?
The Montezuma County Fair is underway in Cortez and runs through Saturday with lots of food, rodeos, and of course the Demolition Derby. Visit MontezumaCountyFair.com for the full schedule. On Friday, the Moab Summer Film Series presents Little Rascals. The show is free, starts at 8:30 in Suwanee City Park, and popcorn is provided. Check MoabRecreation.org for more info. The Moab VFW 16th Annual Charity Golf Tournament is Saturday morning at 8:30. This four-person scramble will feature mulligans, prizes, burgers, and brats. To sign up, call the Moab Golf Course at 435-259-6488 or visit moabgolfcourse.com. Farmers markets are open in Cortez, Dolores, and Monticello now through October. Visit CortezFarmMarket.com, TownOfDolores.com, or the Monticello Farmers Market Facebook page for info on those. Celebrating its 10th year, the Moab Backyard Theater presents live outdoor entertainment downtown Wednesdays through Saturdays, featuring music, magic with Rick Beretti, and food. Most of the shows are free. Visit MoabBackyardTheater.com for full details. Friday nights are family skate night for all ages at the Old Spanish Trail Pavilion in Moab from 6 to 8. There's live music every night of the week at the Blue Pig in Moab and Thursday through Sunday nights at Red Cliffs Lodge. Visit MoabHappenings.com for the ongoing schedule. If you have an announcement for the Red Rock 92 community calendar, email info@redrock92.com or call 435-587-2277.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It's Tuesday morning, July 25, 2023, 9:26 a.m. on this Tuesday, July 25th. Bill,
today is National Thread the Needle Day.
Nice.
What does that mean? What does it mean to thread the needle? It seems like it's something we're doing all the time here, trying to find the sweet spot, I guess. In sewing, the phrase means actually taking a tiny little thread and guiding it through the needle. So, of course, that's the beginning of thread the needle. Metaphorically, people usually in politics use the term when they speak about a situation that is difficult to navigate and people have to walk the line and balance between opposing views. That kind of describes journalism.
Yeah.
We're threading the needle. In a game of billiards, refers to a billiards move when the ball is shot precisely through a narrow pathway. So, sports metaphors, you hear it all the time. In football, passes thread the needle. Golf, you got to thread the needle to describe a tight space to move the ball. So threading the needle. And threading the needle is a yoga pose. So anyway, so pick your meaning. But today's National Thread the Needle Day, and good luck threading all the needles in your life.
Yeah, best of luck.
Yeah. It's also World Drowning Prevention Day and National Hot Fudge Sunday Day. On this day in 1965, Bob Dylan came out to play at the Newport Music Festival and didn't bring his acoustic guitar. He brought an electric guitar. Anyway, still it's almost 50 years later and people are, or almost 60 years later. And that was kind of a watershed event in music. When the old folk singer went acoustic, or went electric.
Yeah.
31 years ago today, July 25th, 1992, pretty big day. The number one song was Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot. On this day in 2000, a Concorde airplane crashed during takeoff in Paris. And that kind of hastened the end of the Concorde program. Those were beautiful planes that flew faster than the speed of sound. So the flight across the Atlantic Ocean was significantly shorter if you were on the Concorde. But it was always very expensive. Then when they had this crash, it pointed out there are some safety issues. So anyway, kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Birthdays today, actor Matt LeBlanc, Joey on Friends. How old do you think he is?
54.
56 years old. Estelle Getty of the Golden Girls. They have these three Golden Girls. She was the youngest one in reality, I think, but she looked like the oldest one. She was born today in 1923. It would have been her 100th birthday today. But she passed away in 2008. Football Hall of Famer Walter Payton was born today in 1954. He died in 1999 of cancer. That was a sad day. And actor Walter Brennan was born today in 1897. He died in 1974. He was in about every Western movie. He was classic. He knew the Red Rock Country well. Sure was in a lot of movies around here. Local birthdays today for Tiffany Sharp. Ben Sanchez has a birthday today. Kim Henderson, Monticello City Council member. Verna Black Askwig, Pilar Esplin, and David Boyle, all celebrating birthdays today. A birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call, 435-260-2808. If you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for that, Bill, and happy birthday to most of those people on that list.
Everybody on that list.
Yeah.
Man, July 25th is a big day.
Yes, it is. Yep. Yeah, big day indeed. So, very fun. Well, thank you, and yeah, thanks to the well wishes and. Yeah, happy birthday to those folks out there. Well, again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got the 101 Ways to Experience San Juan County, Utah. That's a publication of the San Juan Record with the San Juan Chamber of Commerce. 101 things to do while you're here in San Juan County. Taking a look at the list, number 74 on the list is race. There are many races in San Juan County, including Blanding 4th of July race, Pioneer 5K in Monticello, and the Abajo Enduro, which takes place not this weekend, but next weekend, mountain bike race on the Blue Mountains. Lots of fun races. Check them out, and that's one way to be and participate in San Juan County. Also highlighting advertisers in the 101, including Rome Industries. Check them out at RomeUtah.com. Human-powered specialist offering guided bikepacking huts. And, of course, they're the host of the annual Abajo Enduro. They'll be celebrating their 10th year this year. So it's pretty incredible, pretty awesome.
You know, you talk about races, the Pioneer Day race here in Monticello on Saturday. Man alive, they had some outstanding racers. The winner was Jagger Zlotoff, first team All-American from the University of Colorado. He won the event. Second place, current Utah Valley University runner Adam Bunker of Monticello. He was in the NCAA Steeplechase Championship last year. Third place, Jacob Francis, who runs for Southern Utah University, a Moab native. And, man, that was an impressive, impressive group.
Yeah.
Corey Bunker, who's going to be running for Southern Utah University. Edward Lyman from Blanding. I just graduated. He was a great runner. But, anyway, that was a very impressive race.
Yeah.
I was going to race in it, and then I thought, well, I'm going to let these guys race for the glory. So
there
I
you
bowed
go.
Out.
Well, that was really, really honorable of you, Bill. That's fun. Well, hey, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we got the on-air job fair. That's job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. We'll send you over to that. Be back with the sports report. Stick with us. You're listening to the morning show on Red Rock 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times throughout the day every day.
Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-587. 2289. Worldmark Moab has immediate openings in housekeeping, maintenance, guest services, and food and beverage. Competitive wages start at $200 an hour and a $500 sign-on bonus. Enjoy worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited shared housing available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person on-site at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Earn $60,000 a year after just 2 years as a transportation security officer at Canyonlands Regional Airport. Learn more at a TSA job fair on July 20th from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Green River Branch Library on 85 South Long Street. Positions start at $23.51 per hour and include full federal benefits and a $2,000 sign-on bonus. Register at jobs.tsa.gov/events. That's jobs.tsa.gov/events. Some conditions apply. U.S. citizenship is required. Attention hospitality workers in the region. Comfort Suites of Moab is looking for one very good front desk attendant. The ideal candidate is someone who knows the business and works well with others. Comfort Suites is also looking for 2 housekeepers to join their hardworking crew. Compensation depending on your experience. Please stop by for an application at Comfort Suites 400 North Main in Moab. Lisbon Valley Mine has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment operators, SX/EW technician, a warehouse clerk, diesel mechanics, and a controller. Lisbon Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits, including medical, dental, vision, holiday pay, referral bonuses, and paid time off. To apply, send a resume and applications to lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including an OB Med Surgical RN on a Traveler 13-week contract. Also seeking an operating room manager, a dialysis unit clerk, and a radiology ultrasound tech. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Are you ready to start an exciting career in the mineral exploration business? Tonatech Exploration is accepting applications from highly motivated individuals. No experience necessary. Must be willing to travel and be able to pass a pre-employment drug screen. Daily per diem paid in addition to top hourly rates, overtime, and bonuses. Extra per diem paid for Class A and B CDL drivers. Paid family insurance premiums including health, dental, vision, group life, and disability, matching 401k with immediate vesting. Send your resume to career@tonatech.com or apply online at tonatech.com. Grand County School District has numerous positions to fill, including a speech pathologist, a school-based therapist, and special education paraprofessional at Grand County High. Title I paraprofessional and severe special education teacher positions at HMK Elementary. 3 full-time custodian positions, part or full-time lunch aides/cooks/cashiers at all schools, substitute bus driver, groundskeepers, maintenance positions, and more. Check out a complete list at grandschools.org and come be a part of the great things happening at Grand County School District. The San Juan School District has openings for a number of teaching positions, including elementary, secondary, and special ed. If you have a bachelor's degree and are interested in teaching, we can help you get started. For more information, contact the SJSD Human Resource Office at 435-678-1215 or visit us at sjsd.org.
Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Listen every day to the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
The summer of cash heats up. Get ready for the ultimate cash extravaganza with sizzling summer cash at Ute Mountain Casino. Every Saturday in July, one winner will be drawn from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for your chance for the grand prize, $1 million. Each winner gets four picks that can add up to $3,000. Sizzling summer cash is heating up, and you could be our next millionaire. The hottest way to make this summer unforgettable at Ute Mountain Casino.
A very happy summer from Moab Heat and Cool, where our motto is, Bryant, whatever it takes. Working with Bryant Cooling is what we're best at, but Moab Heat and Cool also services swamp coolers and other AC units. Bryant's whatever it takes means Moab Heat and Cool should be the first call for service and repair now. Call Moab Heat and Cool for all your plumbing needs too. Moab Heat and Cool, and now plumbing is your Bryant dealer, and a Bryant dealer does whatever it takes.
Happy summer from the crew at Fiesta Mexicana, serving the best Mexican food and margaritas in Moab. Our fresh, high-quality ingredients and generations of traditional Mexican cooking have made Fiesta Mexicana the locals' favorite year after year. It's our heritage, and we're proud to share it with you. Join us all summer for daily lunch and dinner specials. 202 Main Avenue in Moab, and online at FiestaMexRest.com. Fiesta Mexicana, Moab's choice for authentic Mexican.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It's Tuesday, July 25th, 2023, 9:41 a.m. Let's take a look at the regional sports report. Colorado Rockies getting a win yesterday in Washington over the Nationals, 10-6, and they'll take them on again today at 5 o'clock is the opening pitch. Rockies fifth in the NL West with a record of 40-60. Arizona Diamondbacks, meanwhile, continuing to go in the wrong direction. They lost yesterday to the St. Louis Cardinals in Phoenix. Take on the Cardinals tonight at 7:40 p.m. They've got a record of 54-47. They still remain second in the NL West. Arizona and San Francisco are both four games back from the L.A. Dodgers. Well, that'll do it for the regional sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Tuesday.